Hello, and welcome to Reading with Reynolds. This is your MVE librarian, Mrs. Reynolds. Hey guys, I'm so glad you're here with me today. I'm so excited about this podcast because I have read three amazing books that I want to share with you today. Now, the first book that I read, which I've actually read it twice. I read it once by myself and once with my daughter. And it is The Miscalculations of Lightning Girl by Stacey McNulty. And it was just amazing. This is a Bluebonnet book for the 2019-2020 school year. And I was just so impressed with it. It's about a girl named Lucy Callahan, and she is something else. When she was younger, get this, she was struck by lightning, which made her a math genius. So anything that has to do with math, she loves it. She can get things. She can calculate things. She has made it all the way through school, and she just wants to go to college. Well, her grandmother says in order for her to be able to do these things, she's going to make a deal with her. Lucy has to go to middle school for 1 year. She has to make one friend and join one activity, which is a lot for Lucy because she struggles to fit in. She has some OCD, which is obsessive compulsive disorder. She's obsessed with cleanliness, and sometimes people make fun of her. And so middle school can be hard as it is, but going and being the girl who's a math genius and someone who's obsessive about certain things, she is worried that she's going to struggle to fit in. But this is a story of how friendships are formed, and, you know, she learns a lot about herself, and she learns about how to make friends, and, you know, her perspective changes. And I just thought it was a great book about friendship and learning about yourself. Now, the next book I read, I've been hearing all about this book called Front Desk by Kelly Yang, and I've heard it was fantastic. It's actually a global read aloud book for this year, and so I thought I'd try it out. It's about a girl named Mia, and her family immigrated to the United States from China just to find a better life. Her family is struggling to find work, and they come across an ad for a manager for a hotel. And in exchange for running the Cala Vista Motel, they are given a room and board. And so they basically have to run the hotel, and they get to live there. And so this is a story about Mia and her family running this motel. A cast of characters are these people who live there. Mia struggling to fit in because she doesn't, you know, she's having to get used to the language, the English language, her making friends. And it's really about how Mia's family is struggling to make ends meet. They're working for a not so nice boss. And I thought it was a great story of friendship, learning about other people, learning about different cultures, and what it was like for people who immigrate to the United States and the struggles that they find. Well, I really enjoyed the book, and I thought it had a great ending. There were so many parts of the book that it just made me go, oh, I got really angry in this book, though, because I felt like there was some times where people were mistreated, and I felt all kinds of roller coaster of emotions while reading Front Desk, and I think it would be something that you guys would like. Now, my next book, I loved it. I think it's one of my favorites of the year. It's called Song for a Well by Lynn Kelly. I just adored this book. You know, we've talked about before, any book that is about grandparents, I'm a sucker for them. I just love them. This is a story about a girl named Iris, and she is deaf. And she lives in a family where her immediate family, no one is deaf, but her grandparents both were deaf. And so she has a really great and close relationship with her grandparents. And, you know, she feels very isolated at school, and she oftentimes gets in trouble because she's one of the only deaf kids at her school. So she has a hard time communicating with people, and, you know, a lot of that gets misconstrued. And so she's trying to fit in, but she doesn't feel like she does. During class one day, she hears about this special whale that also has a hard time communicating with other whales, and she sees something of herself in this whale, and she becomes obsessed with trying to find out information about this whale. I just loved this book. I love it. You know, my grandfather was also deaf, and so I had this connection with this girl, and I just love the story. It was funny. You know, it'll make you laugh, make you cry, make you learn something. And so this is a story about a girl who's trying to find a connection, and in the process, she learns a lot about herself and about others. I really adored this book. I think it's going to be one of the best of the year. I can see this book winning all kinds of awards. So that's my take on books, the three books I've read lately, Miscalculations of Lightning Girl, Front Desk, and Song for a Whale. Pick those up today in your MVE library. Thanks for listening to this episode of Reading with Reynolds.